This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Clinton, VK6FCIC, and welcome to News West for the 14th of September 2025. Now, let's get started with today's news.
Hi, I'm Bob, VK6POP. I was wondering the other day, what's important to the average amateur? Assuming, of course, that there would be such a thing as an average amateur. We are, after all, a diverse bunch of people embracing a probably more diverse range of interests within this hobby we call amateur radio. Next year, I'll be entering my 20th year in amateur radio. During that time, I've had a wealth of experiences, met some wonderful people, made lots of friendships, and learned lots. And I have an eye on some things I'd like to have a go at. Over those 20 years, I've heard people declare that amateur radio is on its deathbed. That one puzzles me a bit because in my short slice of more than a century of amateur radio's existence, I haven't noticed it dying. What I have noticed is a heck of a lot of new stuff coming into the hobby, like digital technology, including digital modes for the radio. Stuff that wasn't even dreamt of, or at least technically feasible until recently. What I have noticed is a heck of a lot of new stuff coming into the hobby, like digital technology, including digital modes for the radio. Stuff that wasn't even dreamt of, or at least technically feasible, until relatively recently. I don't think amateur radio is dying. It's actually growing in terms of embracing new and emerging technologies. What people, especially those of my generation, the baby boomers and the generation before, the silent generation, are seeing is the people they have known for years are passing on and their turn will inevitably come sooner or later. Whether the actual numbers of amateurs is increasing or decreasing would be an interesting line of research for someone. I might give that some thought. I've gotten myself into trouble with some people previously and may do so again now by saying that amateur radio isn't entirely about technical stuff. Yes, we need to have a level of technical knowledge to set up and keep ourselves going in the hobby, although one could argue that if you have enough cash, your entire station could be set up for you while you were enjoying an ocean cruise to Madagascar or some other exotic place. Because these days you don't need to build your own radio equipment. Not like the early days when it was the only way you could afford to be in the hobby. Furthermore, with modern radio equipment, the vast majority of us wouldn't even know where to begin to repair it. Personally, I can barely see the components, let alone play with them. There's always been a huge social aspect in amateur radio, and that should continue. What's changed with our equipment, being mostly of the consumer black box variety, is that we spend more time playing with the toys than building, tweaking, or repairing them. Having said all of that, we ought not to be complacent. Amateur radio used to be the landing ground for anyone curious about electronics. Other hobbies and pastimes have collected some of those people. If we are so concerned about the future of the hobby, what can we do about it? Try setting up some portable gear in a local park. The first thing that happens is that you get strange looks from people, and almost everyone who asks what you're doing had no idea about amateur radio. We're not well known in the community, almost a secret society. So for starters, think about getting out there and be prepared to answer the questions. Give information to onlookers who show an interest. Show them that there's more to amateur radio than our stock response. You can speak to people in other countries, which on its own means little these days. To wrap this up, our hobby isn't dying. In fact, in technological terms, it's expanding rapidly. It's up to all of us to not only be concerned that the hobby may be in decline, but to actively do something about it. Try remembering what you liked most about amateur radio when you started and think about passing that on to a younger generation. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Hi, this is Alan, VK4 Sierra November, with the Remembrance Day contest results. VK7 once again takes out state honours with an impressive 40 logs submitted and a total score of 10,859 points. VK3 was the closest rival, submitting 38 logs and a score of 5,436 points. In all, 186 logs were received in total, including 5 paper logs, one of which was not identifiable. Congratulations go to the following individual winners. For single-op phone, VK7 Tango Whiskey, Singalop CW, VK2 Golf Romeo, Singalop Mixed VK5 Lima Juliet, Singalop Phone QRP, VK7 Charlie, Singalop CW QRP, VK3 Victor Bravo, Singalop Mixed QRP, VK2 India Oscar, Multi 1, Victor Kilo 4 Mike with VK4 Tango Sierra and myself, Multi 2, Victor Lima 4R with VK4 Delta India and VK4 Zulu Delta. The best rookie this year was VK3 Golf Charlie Delta from the Singalop phone section. This year, I've introduced a youth section to recognise and encourage youth participation. We had three entrants, and in order of their scores, we have a Victor Kilo 3 Juliet Foxtrot Romeo with 154 points from the Singalop CW category, VK4 Oscar Tango Zulu with 104 points from the Singalop phone category, and VK4 India Kilo Zulu with 57 points from the Singalop phone category. Well done all, and I hope to see you again next year. There were no rule changes necessary, as this is something I was doing as manager, and I encourage other contest managers to do the same to foster youth entrants. Certificates for first, second and third placings will be sent from the WIA. For those who did not supply names and addresses in your log, you can pick yours up from the PDF downloads available on the RD contest page, along with a full report of winners and statistics. VKLogChecker.com also has all of the winners, along with graphs of run rates and scoring, soapbox comments and other statistics. A bit of feedback on the Cabrillo log file that is required showed that some people think it's a very special file. Cabrillo is the name given to the layout of information within a text file. Nothing special, just the information and QSO format needed to be compatible with computer checking. Many thanks to everyone for their input, their logs and contributions to make this another successful contest. Best 73s, this is Alan VK4, Sierra November.
Hi, I'm Bob VK6POP. Are you fairly new to amateur radio in Western Australia and not sure about where to find out what's happening on the amateur radio scene? If you're in Western Australia, there's the email group WAHAMS, that's WAHAMS, at googlegroups.com, which has a large VK6-only membership, and there's lots of general chatter there. There's the Amateur Radio Western Australia VK6.net Facebook group used for general chatter, announcements, etc. Although it's managed by WA Amateur Radio News, its content is non-club specific. Most amateur radio clubs in VK6 have their own mailing lists and social media areas. And of course, quite clearly, if you're listening to me blathering on right now, you've found the weekly news broadcast, News West. To find out where or how to listen to News West, visit the VK6.net website. Have you read the September edition of QTC magazine yet? It's available now for download or on-screen viewing. Visit the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org. vkradioamateurs.org. And speaking of QTC magazine, RASA will publish advertisements for club events free. All you need to do is provide the artwork in a PDF. QTC is usually published around the end of the first week of every month, and so we need your stuff by the first of the month. Likewise, QTC will accept advertisements from businesses at very reasonable rates. There's no charge for QTC magazine, nor do you have to be a member of anything or swear to secrecy. You're free to forward your PDF version of QTC to anyone. QTC and all of RASA's free resources are on our website, vkradioamateurs.org. It'll cost you nothing to look and nothing to see. It'll cost you nothing to look and nothing to engage in the resources that we provide.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. I've owned a Yaesu FT857D radio since becoming an amateur, and at the time I was absolutely blown away by how much radio fits inside the box. It's smaller than most of the commercial radios I'd seen when I bought it. I came across a video by Michael Kilo Bravo 9 Victor Bravo Romeo the other day showcasing a wooden cigar box with a complete, well, almost complete, POTA or Parks on the Air activation kit. I say almost since Dave Kilo Zulu 9 Victor, the owner of the kit, points out that the box doesn't contain an antenna. It made me wonder, how small is small? According to RigPix, the lightest transmitter on an amateur band, in this case the 5 GHz or 5 cm band, is an amateur TV transmitter, weighing in at 3.9 grams. The eShine TX06 is capable of FM with about 18 MHz of bandwidth with an audio subcarrier. Of course, that's not a transceiver, but I thought it worth mentioning in case you needed an excuse for something tiny in your shack. Besides, as far as I can tell, there's never too much amateur TV in the world. I've built a crystal radio on a breadboard, which is tiny, but it doesn't transmit. So, to set the stage, I think we need to limit ourselves to transceivers, that is, a device capable of both transmitting and receiving, on amateur bands. Before continuing, I'd like to express my thanks to Yana, Sierra Mike Zero, Oscar Fox.Victor for the RigPix.com database that he's been maintaining in Notepad since 2000. Without the invaluable information documented for the currently 7,512 radios, I'd be spending an awful lot of time hunting for information. Moving on, the Faraday RF board is a transceiver capable of using 900 MHz or the 33 cm band. It comes in at 30 grams, but without a computer, it's a circuit board with potential. The Pico APRS by Tanner, Delta Bravo 1 November Tango Oscar, is a 2-meter transceiver specifically for APRS. Weighs in at 52 grams and similar in look and a third of the weight of an Ericsson T18 mobile phone. Speaking of mobile phones, the Pico APRS does Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, can pair with your phone and act as an AX25 modem. I'll confess, I'm drooling. Moving right along, for 70 centimetres there's a Rubikson Walk and Talk, weighs in at 65 grams. Mind you, the RigPix database puts this under the license-free PMR 446 section, which comes with a sage warning. Check your local laws before transmitting. There's a few Alinco DJ-C models for different markets that operate on 2 meters or 70 centimeters, weighing in at 75 grams. The ADALM Pluto weighs 114 grams, but you'll need a USB power supply of some sort to make it do anything. It can operate between 70 MHz and 6 GHz, but the user interface is limited to a single button and LED. So if you want to interact with it, you'll need some external technology. Moving on to HF transceivers, weighing in at 199 grams, without the bag but all the options, is the Elecraft KH1. Transmits on 40, 30, 20, 17 and 15 meters, and receives between 6 and 22 MHz. It's CW only, but you can receive SSB. If CW isn't your thing, RTTY and PSK can be used on the 40-meter band with a silent system Handy PSK-40. Presumably, the Handy PSK-20 runs on 20 meters, both weigh in at 250 grams. The Zettel P20XX SSB does SSB, AM, FM and CW, transmits on 10, 11, 12 and 15 meters as well as the Mars frequencies, and receives between 14 and 30 MHz, weighs 300 grams, even comes with CTCSS. Another Elecraft model, the KX2, weighs in at 370 grams, does 80 meters to 10 meters and the WAC bands, does SSB, CW and data. Mind you, you'll also need to add the weight for the microphone and paddles and factor in a computer if you want to do more than PSK and RTTY. The Expert Electronics Sun SDR2 QRP does 160 meters to 10 meters, the WAC bands and 6 meters, weighs in at 500 grams, has a network port and two independent receivers, operates at 5 watts. There's no user interface unless you count the reset and power buttons, so I'm not sure if it can operate on any mode with just a microphone. But given the depending on software disclaimers throughout, I'm going to guess you'll need to bring a computer to make it sing. The Ryzen RS918 SSB does all HF amateur bands between 160 meters and 10 meters, has a user interface and display, even a big tuning knob, has built-in FreeDV and does FM, SSB and CW. I'd hazard guess that this is the lightest self-contained transceiver that you can take out on a POTA mission to a park, weighs 623 grams and comes with an internal battery. The Elecraft KX3 also does 160 metres to 10 metres and 6 metres with a 2-metre option. Weighs in at 680 grams, but that doesn't include any options. And finally, we pass 1 kilogram and hit 1100 grams and discover a radio that does all bands and modes, the ICOM IC705, with a battery, but no antenna. The Yaesu FT817, FT817DN and FT818 weigh 70 grams more, but that weight includes both a battery and antenna. Of course, there are other options. For example, there's the True SDX by Manuel, Delta Lima 2 Mike Alpha November and Guido, Papa Echo 1 November, November Zulu. Does 80, 60, 40, 30 and 20 metres, CW, SSB, AM and FM. Comes in a kit, weighs 140 grams. It's not on RigPix, so I only know about it because it was mentioned by Dave, Kilo Zulu 9 Victor. Similarly, I bumped into, wait for it, a single transistor transceiver called the Petitico. In case you're wondering, Petitico means very small in Portuguese and Petitico means very, very small. Designed by Miguel, Papa Yankee 2 Oscar Hotel, it comes in various revisions, including one by Cyprian, Yankee Oscar 6 Delta X-ray Echo, also known as DX Explorer on YouTube, complete with a circuit board design and with some modifications can do AM in addition to CW. It's also not in the RigPix database, and I have no idea what it weighs. The point being that this rundown is intended as a starting point to explore how small you can really get and still activate the park or peak you intended to. While you're contemplating weight, remember to account for power, control, and most importantly, an antenna or six. Again, big thank you to Yana, Sierra Mike, Azura, Oscar, Foxtrot, Victor for the rigpix.com website. Also, thank you for the memories of the Spectra Video SV318 and SV328. The last time I bumped into one of those was in 1980 Mumble, when I was working in a computer shop on the Haarlemmerstraat in Leiden, Mr. Micro Zap, if you're curious. What lightweight adventures are you looking for next? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Commencing on Friday the 24th of October and concluding on Monday the 27th of October 2025, the VKFF team are hosting the third annual VKFF National Get-Together. This year, the get-together is being held in Canberra. The VKFF National Get-Together is an event for those interested in the worldwide flora and fauna park program, no matter if you are a beginner or an experienced park activator or hunter. Previous get-togethers have been held in Renmark, South Australia, and Bendigo, Victoria, and these proved to be very popular. This year's event in Canberra will kick off with an evening meal on Friday night at the Lighthouse Pub in Belconnen. On Saturday, a series of presentations will be delivered during the day on various topics relating to the WWFF program and operating portable. This will be held at the East Lake Football Club. A raffle will be held on Saturday with some excellent prizes, including transceivers. On Saturday evening, a dinner function will be held at the East Lake Football Club. This includes a guest speaker. On Sunday, a barbecue breakfast will be held at Black Mountain Peninsula Barbecue Area. This will be followed by a link dipole construction session. Sunday afternoon, we'll see a large number of amateurs heading out into the field to activate VKFF parks. Four experienced VKFF park activators have volunteered to take less experienced park activators out to some of the ACT parks to show them some of the tips in successfully activating a VKFF park. On Sunday evening, a dinner will be held at the Gungahlin Lakes Golf Club. The get-together will conclude on Monday with some visits to the Royal Australian Mint and the Australian War Memorial. You must register to attend this event. Walk-ups will not be accepted. You can attend whatever part of the get-together you choose, but you must register. More information on the 2025 VKFF National Get-Together can be found on the WWFF Australia website at www.ffaustralia.com. Many thanks for listening. 73, Paul, VK5, Papa Alpha Sierra, the VKFF National Coordinator.
Hello and good morning. This is Roy VK6XY Victor with this week's helpline for the 14th of September 2025. And who spotted the deliberate error last week? I stuck it in there just to see if you're awake. No one's mentioned it, so I must have got away with it. Thanks to Clive VK6CSW and others for their congratulatory comments. Thank you very much. Okay, today, what have we got for you today? Let's have a look. I'm still looking for the software driver for the film and slide scanner type Fox Sierra 500-2, and it's the ArcSoft driver for that particular film and slide scanner. If you have that or can loan me a disc with it on, or maybe you have a slide and film scanner I can borrow or buy from you, if you can help me with that slide scanner, please let me know. Roy, VK6XV at bigpond.com. And the telephone number 0427 000 995. 0427 000 995. Next items I have from Terry. He still has a Fox Tango 101 Bravo HF transceiver, $500. A Yaesu Fox Tango 201 HF transceiver, $450. As a Drake Romeo Charlie 4C receiver, $400 on that. All items are working. Contact Terry, VK6 Lima Tango Charlie at Outlook.com. Terry's address again, VK6 Lima Tango Charlie at Outlook.com. And from Wayne, VK6 Fox Tango, he has a Yaesu Fox Tango 990, complete with microphone, original box and manual, excellent condition. He's dropped the price to $500. Please contact Wayne on his phone, 0423 185032. Again, 0423 185032, Wayne VK6 Fox Tango. And finally, I have one here from Clive VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey. He is looking for some help here. He says he has an unusual one. One thing I find with the helpline, that not the only unusual thing here is to have something usual. But what have we got here? Clive says he has a rather unusual request. During the Hamfest last week, he sold a waveform generator. It was a Fox Yankee 3200 Sierra waveform generator at the NCRG Hamfest on Sunday, and he was unaware that the mains cable had been left out of the box. He has the mains cable for it. If they were that person who bought that waveform generator and found out they didn't have a mains leader with it, Clive has got the lead. But if you're looking for that mains lead for that FY3200 Sierra, please contact Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, on 08-9249-2049. At 08-9249-2049. Clive has it. Please give him a call. And that, my friends, is all I have for you for today. If you would like anything for next week, please contact me, VK6XRayVictor at bigpond.com is the only address you need. VK6XRayVictor at bigpond.com. And everyone, 73 from me.
Hi there. It's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.